History has been mentioned. As President Biden has said, the attack by Hamas on October 7th was an act of sheer evil. Hamas slaughtered more than 1,200 people, the overwhelming majority of them civilians, including women, children, and the elderly, and took more than 240 hostages. The victims of the brutal October 7th attack included citizens from more than 30 countries, including United States citizens. Like every nation in the world, Israel has the right and indeed the duty to defend itself from terrorist attacks and serious violations of IHL, and we support Israel taking necessary action consistent with IHL to defend its defend its country. Chair, just as we stand with the people of Israel who have suffered horrific violence, we also stand with the Palestinian civilians whose lives have been endangered by this terrible tragedy, this terrible conflict. The civilian population in Gaza is not to blame for Hamas's atrocities or for the grave humanitarian crisis. They are war victims, and IHL affords them important protections that must be respected. As I said in my earlier intervention, there will be much work to do following this conflict to address the dangers posed by ERW in Gaza. As Secretary Blinken said last week, the United States is actively working with Israel and other partners to minimize harm to Palestinian civilians and to maximize the humanitarian assistance that reaches them. Thank you.